even have to do it. He does it himself. You know, I can find him any day in a corner reading a book about, and he's into fantasy. He's like loving this, like Wings of Fire. I think that's what it's called. It's like dragons and stuff. So very much his mother's child.
I don't know if you have any views on this, but when you're growing up and you're in school, the curriculum seems to be so structured and so strict in terms of the type of books that you're reading. And the books sometimes don't appeal to young people, or don't appeal maybe to Black youth. They don't necessarily see themselves in those classics that are read in school. Like, do you think that there should be a little bit of an opening in the curriculum in terms of what they read and how they read and how it's structured?
Absolutely. That's without a doubt. And I mean, nothing against the classics, but like, bring some new stuff in, like show, you know, because I feel like there's so much more representation now than there ever was before. And that's needed. And not just for the kid of, you know, that's colored, the person of color, but for white kids too. Like, they should be reading stuff that is more than just themselves. You know what I mean? That's how you, mm-hmm. you know, learn empathy, and, you know, you understand other cultures. It's important. And I think a lot of people think that when I say, oh, I write POC, that I feel like it should only be POC. Like, no, I feel like there should be more representation, so even my white readers, who I have a lot of, can pick up these books and see us in a positive light, you know what I mean? And see us as human, because we're all going through the same, you know, mental, emotional growth, and they don't see that enough, you know what I mean? So I think for both sides of it, there needs to be an opening, there needs to be an opportunity to introduce them to newer works that represent them, right? I don't know. It's been so many books that, you know, about Shakespeare. I'm like, how many stories about Shakespeare can I read throughout my, you know, grade school and high school? I'm like, if I read one more Shakespeare novel. But I was lucky enough that I had instructors outside, you know, even my grandmother, of course, but like, I had teachers who encouraged me with material, like Octavia Butler, and you know what I mean, like they brought in material that represented me. It made me not have been the ones that I wanted to read at the time, but it gave me something that showed me in a positive light.
Sort of a springboard to the future, I guess.
Yes.
And tell me about the covers. I've noticed on the covers, the images on the covers. Do you choose Black artists to do those images? How do you select a cover?
So I work with three independent designers. They are all POC. Mm-hmm. I didn't always. I had some white cover designers in the past, and we always had points of contention when it came to finding the images necessary for my covers, right? Back in the day, which has changed, and I'm so very thankful, there was not a lot of like amazing stock photos of Black people. Okay, it was very hard, and when you found one, he or she was on everybody's cover. Okay, right. Like everybody found it. So I ended up paying for my own, you know, models to pose and for pictures. You know what I mean? I did the extra because I'm like, I want these covers to be what I want. But I got into some issues with designers who just became kind of complacent, a little bit lazy when it came to creating my covers. And I'm like, I see that you have the capability. You're talented enough to do this because you've created this cover for other people, or like similar covers for what I'm asking. But when it comes to doing it with a person of color, all of a sudden you can't find the design, you can't find the images. Like, it's an issue. So then I was like, you know what? I'm going to branch out, you know, and find designers who are not only dedicated and giving the energy and the effort, but are POC. Like, let's bring it in. And
it spread the money in our community.
Exactly. I'm like, we could, like, I'm so tired of fighting with, you know, white cover designers about putting a Black face on my book. Like, I'm done.
But what was the real struggle about? Like, what do you think was the difficulty for them in doing that?
I don't know if it was just that they were, because like, if you go and you say like, I wanted a black woman in the power stance, like, you know, something like strong and whatever, if you go to a stock photo and you put in black woman, they're like in office attire or something, because typically they're used for like dark diversity shots for corporations. It's not a lot that's happening. So it took a little bit more. You might have to take a face from this person or a body from this person. Like, a lot of my characters on my covers are piecemeal. They don't look like that in real life. You won't see them walking down the street and be like, hey, you're that guy from that cover.
Right.
No, okay, because it takes some effort. And I see it, for me to see you do this with white characters over and over and over, and then when it comes to my characters, oh, I can't find the pose, I can't find the hair, I can't find this, I can't find that. It just became like, you know what? You can't find my money either. I'm just going to go somewhere else. And I will work with someone who is going to do what I need. Okay.
All right.
Can you mention the artist that you're working with now?
Oh, yes. So I work with Christian, who is, he's in the Philippines. He does a lot of my girl power covers, which is crazy, but he does amazing realistic like characters. So he'll draw pieces of the characters if we can't find the specific image or the specific contour that I'm looking for. He's that talented that he'll just take an image and like draw the face the way I want it. Okay. I use Kif. She runs Solidarity Graphics. She's based out of Africa. And she's my main designer. We work together on like most of my covers, and she came to me, she found me, I didn't even find her, she found me on Instagram and was like, can I design a cover for you? And I was okay. I was a little taken aback, like, girl, no, I don't know you, like,
right.
But she was like, I'll do a test cover and we can do it. And when I tell you that talking to Kif is like, I can give her four words of what I'm looking for, and she's like, I got you. We are so connected. I'm like, why are you all the way in South Africa? Can you come to, you know, can we be in the same city so we can, like, sit in a room together? But her energy, it's so easy to work with her. She's so, like, if she can't find the image, she will scour for hours. I never have an issue with her, like, no, girl, it's too hard, I can't find it. That, yeah. I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, if I have to start researching, you know, pictures and stuff for your job, then we can't work together anymore. Like, it's too much. Mm. What's I use? I use Celine. She's in Canada now. She's in college, so she's been moving back and forth from
Canada,
I don't know. But she's amazing. She actually did my cover, that's the book that I have a book releasing this coming Monday on the 12th. She did the cover for that.
Monday. Okay.
Yes, Monday. That's my birthday, too, so I'm very excited.
Well, happy birthday in advance.
Thank you. Like, I have to drop it out there so somebody can tell. But no, so she's amazing, and she's so young, and she's such a new talent. And I can see, like, if this is what you're doing now, girl, I got to get my claws in right now before you blow up. But she's amazing, and she's so sweet, and she's working now on like six other covers for me for future projects. So it's amazing coming in contact with, like I said, POC designers who are just excited to see, because they want to see themselves represented just as much as I do.
Mm.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we are talking to Jessica Cage, an author of fantasy fiction that is based in Chicago, Illinois. You are also listening to Soul Perspectives. We're going to take a quick break right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
If tomorrow is Judgment Day,
sing, Mommy.
And I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asks me what I did with my life, I will say, I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty. And I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me.
My love is your love. Can we take it?
We're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I'm in studios with
Renee Jordan.
And we are talking to author Jessica Cage, that's based in Chicago, Illinois. And she has dropped a new book.
Yes.
Please tell us a little bit more about this book.
So this book, it's called No Love for the Wicked, and it follows a young woman who is a conjurn, is what we call them in this storyline. So she's basically a witch, but it's set on another planet. And that's, this planet is a mirror of Earth. And in this story, the conjurns are where witches of Earth are. They're like their ancestors, right? So a handful of conjurers decided they didn't want to live on their planet anymore, and they came to Earth, and they had a bunch of babies here. So the witches that we know on Earth were actually originally conjurers from another planet. And this book follows Kendra, the character, who is, her job is to go to Earth and scout to bring conjurers or their descendants back to her planet. One of the rules of her planet is that when you come of age, you are assigned either light or dark. If you are assigned light, you get to live a good, lush life. You get to do whatever you want. You get to have love and have babies and procreate and do all the good things, right? If you are assigned dark, you will never know love. You won't have lasting relationships. Your focus is power and, you know, keeping the planet and the world as it is going. Our character, our main character, is different in the fact that she was marked at birth, and they were like, her existence is going to change the course of our world. And she ends up coming in contact with a yummy guy named Horatio, and he awakens some things inside of her that she shouldn't be experiencing. She's feeling emotions. She's feeling connections to him. And she's bonding to him in a way that she should only be able to do if she was assigned to the light.
She's assigned to the dark.
She's assigned to the dark. Yes. So she's dark. So her focus should be power and bringing back conjurers to her world. Instead, she's like in love and doing, you know, the most when it comes to this man. She's risking everything, and eventually, you know, she gets busted doing things that she shouldn't be doing.
Right.
And when this happened, because one of the rules is that light and dark cannot mix, okay? They cannot. Horatio is light, and she is dark. So they are, you know, loving up on each other.
I'm sensing a theme here.
Wait, do they know if they're light or dark? Or like,
yes.
Okay.
So when they come out of when they come of age, their world is literally split into three sectors. There's the light, there's the dark, and there's what they call the haze. And people can choose to go to the haze, and, you know, they don't want to play into politics, but when they go to the haze, they give up their power, okay? So when she was assigned dark, she said, you know what, I'm just going to be dark because I'm not trying to, you know, give up my power. Plus, once you go to the haze, you can't come back. You know, you never see your family, your friends, anybody else again. Mm.
But you could experience some of the goodness of life in the haze.
You can live your life in the haze. You can have relationships and all that.
It's very
your power. Mm. Yes.
I am intrigued. I am definitely intrigued.
Yes. So this story is about how she falls in love with Horatio, and even though she knows that this is going to put a target on her head, she goes for it. And when she
does... A target
does,
on her head? What do you mean?
Because she's not supposed to mix, right? There's a balance at play, right? So the people in power, the hidden government, okay, they are trying to keep a balance. And there's a dark secret about her world, which is called Denundria, which is that the balance is out of play. The women aren't having as many babies, and they're worried. That's why they're trying to bring conjurers back from Earth to keep their population up. And by having this relationship with Horatio, she starts to uncover the secrets that the government is hiding from the people, that their world is at stake. There's a bigger stake.
I'm sensing a theme here.
They're afraid that she's gonna, like, you know, show the world what's really happening, so to speak. So now she's on the run, and they're like, you can make a choice. You can go back to the dark and be a good girl, or you can still try to be in this relationship and fight for your life. So she, you know, it's about what she decides to do, and, you know, where that goes for her.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And where can people find this book? Where can people get it?
It will be available on Amazon.com exclusively for the next 3 months. After that, we will be releasing it wide. You can also find it on my website, which is jessicacage.com.
Yeah.
Would that also be on the .ca, I guess?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes. across the world, wherever you are.
And, like, because I've been following your TikTok, there's a little bit of bonus if, like, people order from you directly, right?
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about that? Because I've loved watching the unboxing videos that you've duetted on TikTok.
Yeah, so if you order directly from me, you have the option of getting it signed with the autograph sticker and placard and all that. But I also try to put special touches in the boxes. So I do write a personalized note to every reader, just expressing, you know, my gratitude for, because a lot of these people have never read a book by me and they're like immediately buying a signed copy. And I'm like, that is risky. but then I hand make ribbon bookmarks because I'm a paperback girl and they're easier on your pages and they're pretty. You know, you got a little charm and it's like an accessory. And I make them so that they are companions to the book. So if you get like the Siren series, the bookmark will be a mermaid tail with like a little mermaid charm. Like that's, it's personalized and it matches the series that you get. And I try to make every box special. I gift wrap it. So every reader's like, it's like you're opening a present. And I'm like, yes, that's what I want you to feel like. Like this is a present, you know, for yourself.
Yeah. So treat yourself. If you can, jessicacage.com. You can find all of the books on amazon.com or .ca, wherever you are in the world. And yeah, please let people know where else to get at you aside from your website.
So I try to be as boring as possible. I am J. Cage author on all platforms. So that's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. It's the same wherever you want to go.
All right.
There you go. Keeps it easy. Keeps it simple.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming and chatting with us. I think it's really amazing what you're doing, because I myself, as someone who read a lot of fantasy books back in the day, like from I was 6-7 years old, I remember my books were by Enid Blyton, and that there is no color whatsoever in any of those books. But then also I grew up in the Caribbean, so I had like the Anansi stories and that stuff as well, so it kind of balanced out a little bit. But it's great to know that there's an author out there with a tome of 20 books, about 20, 21 books. So basically,
26.
The books are an adult that have been written over the course of 10 years. If you want more information, jessicacage.com. These books are all POC, have all POC characters in there, and are definitely relatable. I'm going to be picking up my copies. I'm going to be getting my order in.
Get your sign with your personalized bookmark.
Yeah, mine.
You know what? I have it in mind for a friend of mine who I know loves to read fantasy books. The holidays are coming up soon.
Yep.
Or for that person that you know might be living by themselves and it's a difficult time during this quarantine time, you might want to order them a little gift and send it out to them.
Absolutely.
Fine package, all sweet.
Yeah. Thank you once again, J. Cage, author on all platforms. Thank you so much. Very grateful.
Thank
that you
for having me. This was fun.
It's a pleasure. So that pretty much wraps up the show. Just in case you're tuning in for the first time, you can listen back at 8:31. It's going to be in the archives. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson. I've been here with
Renee Jordan.
And as usual, you've been listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
To slow the spread of the virus, we need to press pause again. That's why once more, we need to stay home and avoid all non-essential travel. Gatherings are prohibited in red zones and are to be avoided in orange zones. And it's important to keep following the everyday health measures. Let's press pause again to curb the spread. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hey everybody, Derek Seguin here. So we won't be hosting our families for the holidays this year, but let's look on the bright side. Got an aunt with some zany theories? Just mute her on the family video calls. A hippie cousin that bring new wave sludge to Réveillon? Not this year. To protect your family's health and safety, it's important you stay home and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Put your pants on, time to shop.
right away, hon. Safe holidays. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Vântul de jucam în părul tău. Veiul meu și acum ca prima născută în România, ce să-i faci? Născută în România, cu iPhone și cozonaci. Născut în România, oh, ce dulce ironia. Ne-am născut în România, bogați săraci. așa.
Că nu mai e nicio speranță, nu mai pot să-ți mai fac față. Noi eram la ultimul fum. Trăgeam ca nebunii din mii de direcții. Ne furam liniștea dimineții. Ne condamnam când ne consumam. Ne consolam când ne contopeam. Ne stingeam ușor cu ura. Sufletele noastre, domnea furtuna. Da, te iubeam obsesiv, știu. N-ar fi trebuit ca te porți de parcă mai pleci, atunci ce te reține? Că dragostea pleacă și nu mai revine. Și atunci nu mai poți să dai vina pe mine. Zi-mi unde uiți ochii la mine. Și-o jocul privirilor azi nu te ține. Ai ochii în lacrimi, ai scris tot pe pagine. Rup, le-am lipit și-am ajuns la margine. Completam jumate, jumate și acum plecăm. Fiecare într-o parte. Urmează suspine, regrete, amintiri, poze pe perete. Din doi niciunul nu poate să mai ierte. Orgoliu prea mare să-l iei cu un burete. Te ia și te face să uiți ce e bine. Unde te uiți ochii la mine. Te porți de parcă m-ai uitat deja, da. Când sunt cu tine, hai ochii la mine. Și-o să-ți amintească tot privirea mea, da. Dacă te ține, hai ochii la mine. Te porți de parcă m-ai uitat deja.
Te văd, stai chill. Poate că încep să mă schimb, sau poate că-mi trebuie timp. Prefer să zic dinainte ce simt. Nu vreau să ajung să te mint. Începe cu o luptă și pe urmă război. Până unul din noi e cu un pas înapoi. Apoi amândoi suntem plini de noroi. Uite ce faci din noi. Un haos perfect. Și tot încerc să înțeleg. Oricât te evit, ochii nu mint.
Te porți de parcă m-ai uitat deja, da. Când sunt cu tine, hai ochii la mine. Și-o să-ți amintească tot privirea mea, da. Dacă te ține, hai ochii la mine.
Ai fost vreodată dincolo, ori împlânând să vezi cum e. Să înțelegi de ce nu vreau să mai trăiesc așa. Și ai simțit vreodată cum e să te zbați și să te rup de tot. Să n-ai niciun loc și credere deloc. Fi soarele care răsare în zori. Eu m-am pus și greu. Învață-mă să fiu eu. Fi tare când viața.
Yeah.
care când viața te pune în ring. Fii tare când visele toate se sting. Fii tare când n-ai niciun dram de noroc. Iubirea te va salva și lumea va fi a ta. Speranța moare ultima. Și să trăiesc, să pot deschide ochii iar și să văd clar ce e bun, ce e rău. Cu tine nu e greu, astăzi vreau să fiu eu. Fii tare când viața te pune în ring. Fii tare când
această întâmplare ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Lumea mă trage de mânecă ea, că ce e cu mine când mă depar. Dar e normal, eu nu te-am întâlnit să înțeleagă ce m-a lovit. Aproape firesc, aproape bizar, aproape cu ce bine îmi stă lângă tine. Parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Aoleu, ce tare e această întâmplare ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Aoleu, ce-mi place viața cum le-ntoarce. Și din singuratic acum sunt mai simpatic. Aoleu, ce bine mă simt când sunt cu tine. Parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Suntem doi sălbatici când stăm separați. Suntem incredibili împerecheați. Noi suntem motivul pentru care pământul s-a tot învârtit să ne vină rândul. Aproape haotic, aproape concret, aproape isteric. Ce bine îmi stă lângă tine. Parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Aoleu, ce tare e această întâmplare ce se desfășoară cu tine, domnișoară. Aoleu, ce-mi place viața cum le-ntoarce. Și din singuratic acum sunt mai simpatic. Aoleu, ce bine mă simt când sunt cu tine. Parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă. Fă-te că nu vezi pe nimeni, suntem doar noi doi, ce bine. Fă-te că n-auzi pe nimeni, suntem doar noi doi, ce bine. Fă-te că nu vezi pe nimeni, suntem doar noi doi. Cu tine, domnișoară, aoleu, ce-mi place
sunt cu tine. Parcă e o reclamă la bărbați de damă.
Două inimi pe tavă, vise rulate la unison. Mergem pe același BPM și destinație n-avem noi amândoi. Mână-n mână pe stradă, am prins roșu la semafor. Dar nu ne trebuie motive să ne privim încă de 1000 de ori. Avem orașul la picioare, sus pe bloc, stăm în pijamale. Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi, să știu de la sentiment așa cum facem noi. Cine e ca noi? Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi, să știu de la sentiment așa cum facem noi. Cine e ca noi? Toată lumea e în grabă, dar pentru noi timpul s-a oprit. Noi nu prea suntem din film, dar nici nu se simtă ce simțim noi. Cei la tine în mansardă, noi deja ne-am obișnuit. Suntem mutați în așternuturi, ei numără ore, noi numărăm săruturi. Stai pe loc, stai pe loc, hai să vorbim despre tot. Avem orașul la picioare, sus pe bloc, stăm în pijamale. Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi, să știu de la sentiment așa cum facem noi. Cine e ca noi? Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi, să știu de la sentiment așa cum facem noi. Cine e ca noi?
Sentimente adunate într-o carte, o carte de păcate. Ne-au unit la asfințit. Poezie perfectă, scrisă fără rimă și un pic indecentă. Tu ai fi, iar eu te-aș tot iubi.
Nu știu pe nimeni ca noi doi, să știu de la sentiment așa cum facem noi.
Where the faces have no name, I feel I am home. There's a beach in Miami when the sun is gone. You dance in the sand and you're not alone. There's no faces and no name, I feel I am home.
îmbrățișarea lui o proteja. Era ceva ce nimeni și nimeni nu credea că îi poate lua, dar anii trec ușor, trec și peste ei. Sentimentele lui nu mai sunt la fel ca sentimentele ei. Ea se întreabă cum de s-a schimbat, el îi spune că nu-i vinovat. Ea nu uită și strigă de ce, de ce, de ce m-ai lăsat singur aici cu amintirile noastre. Aproape păcate că tu ești departe. Dragostea ți-a așa cum dragostea stă. Ai ales să pleci, pleacă, mă descurc și singură. Într-o noapte oarecare nu știu ce bar, cu privirea aruncată într-un pahar, avea inima tristată. Împreună au trecut peste fiecare hop. Încă o simte sub piele prin tot sporii, dar uite unde se ajunge când ar voli. Ea se întreabă cum de s-a schimbat, el îi spune că nu-i vinova. Ea nu uită și strigă de ce, de ce, de ce m-ai lăsat singur aici cu amintirile noastre. Aproape păcate că tu ești departe. Dragostea ți-a așa cum și casa ta, și acum ce tare mă apasă liniștea.
De parcă a fost
încă am posat cu noi, în dormitor. Mă uit la ea de câte ori mi se face dor. Și-am încercat să uit de noi, dar nu-i ușor.
De parcă a fost ieri
singur aici cu amintirile noastre.
Am pierdut tot când am plecat. Nici soarele nu-i pe cer și n-am să mă mai trezesc ca să-ți pot zâmbi. Te pup, papa.
Seara o facem la iar, și că până dimineață toată lumea e sus pe par. Unii au luat un pic cam slow motion, grav și o chestiune de minute până toți ceilalți cad prof. Gărgăriță, riță, te rog fă-mi pe plac. Vreau o poieniță, lasă-mă s-o fac. Mâine scând o serenadă și te iau la val. Știi că-i sticla de pălincă dacă vezi că încep să cânt fal.
We must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good evening. The time round about now on your dial should read 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal and unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, here's little Milton Anderson playing Blow It Down.